Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hola, what is up, Saturday Nation? It's your boy, Sammy. Let's get into it with another Everyday Saturday podcast. One of the worst pieces of advice I ever got, and I mean, there is might not even be a close second. The worst piece of advice I ever got was, quit giving away so much of your stuff for free. That was the worst advice. Why do you think that would be? Well, first of all, you and I wouldn't be connected on this podcast if I held all the good stuff back. I do a show every day, sometimes three times a day, as the spirit moves me. If I feel set, oh man, I got to share this, got to get this out, I share it with you. Why do I want to hold anything back? Like, if you listen to this podcast for the past 15 years, I mean, heck, past 15 days, you'll gain enough wisdom and you'll have enough motivation to launch that dream you want to launch. And then you'll book your call with moi so I can call you on your phone. I'll call you. Go to launchwithsam.com. Book your call. I'll call you. We'll get your dream launched. You'll have enough motivation, enough wisdom when you listen to this show. But that was the worst piece of advice, was to quit giving away all your free stuff. And when I do coach people, I always tell them, look, don't hold anything back. Put all your good stuff up front. Give it away. And they're like, well, it took me 2 years to write this book. I'm like, okay. But here's what you need to come to grips with. Nobody cares how long it took you to write that book. They want the value that's inside of it. And if you're willing to give that away, what's going to happen is you're going to plant a seed. We're always talking about planting and harvest, man. I love it. Because you always reap what you sow. You're going to plant a seed in that customer or that prospect's mind that, wow, if they're giving away this much great stuff, if I ever do business with them, if I ever buy the product, if I ever hire them the coach or whatever, it's got to be amazing. It's I can't even imagine, because they're giving away stuff that other people are charging for. And I think that's the real secret sauce. And Napoleon Hill addresses this in Think and Grow Rich, because really we're taught to get an education, get a good job, work hard, become financially secure. And if that's what you really believe, you've been sold a bill of goods. All right. The truth is, working hard to earn a lot of money or to get rich, it just doesn't work. And what Napoleon Hill says in Think and Grow Rich is, if you're one of these people who believe that hard work and honesty alone will bring riches, perish the thought, because it's not true riches. When they come in great quantities, are never the result of hard work. Riches come, if they come at all, in response to definite demands based upon the application of definite principles and not by chance or by luck. You can't demand it. And that's the end of the quote, by the way. You can't demand that of God, of the universe, or even your employer. You must demand it of who? Of yourself. And you should do it today. Don Shula, one of the greatest coaches in the history of the National Football League, said, it's the start that stops most people. What have we been talking about on the show all week? It's the start that stops most people. How many times you said that you're going to do something that would help you earn more money or even make you rich, but you never followed through? You know, getting rich is not complicated. It starts with getting honest with yourself, and instead of hoping or wishing for more money, demand it of yourself. Okay? And I think that's where people get caught up. Is this was a big shift for me. I always wanted to get paid, you know, as an employee. What do you think? I'll do the work if you pay me, or pay me and I'll do the work. How many people do you know go way above and beyond? I don't know very many people at all. And when I started doing this, I shared a story about a month ago on the podcast where I went on eBay. I was back in sales. It was 20 years ago. It was 1999. And I was in sales, and I found out one of my carpet cleaner customers here in Cincinnati was a big Raider. Oakland Raider fan. I was a Raider fan. And so I went on eBay back in the day, and I bought an autographed 00 Jim Otto. He was the center for the Oakland Raiders back in the 60s and 70s. And I bought an autographed photo, probably cost me $20, maybe an 8x10 photo autograph. So I put it in a frame. The frame cost me a couple of bucks. So all in, it might have been $20. I brought it to the client, and I was trying to sell him a big proposal, which would make him, you know, more prominent and in Cincinnati in his advertising and make me a boatload of money. What do you think happened? We both won. He bought the largest ad. I made a lot of money commission. I made a big bonus at the end of the year as a result of that sale for a $20 photo, autographed photo I bought on eBay. Why? I want above and beyond. And that planted the seed in my mind that if I keep doing this, if I keep going above and beyond and offering way more than anybody ever thinks that they're going to get, I'm going to make a hell of a lot of money. And so when I crushed every sales quota, never missed one from then on in. I never missed a sales quota from then on. I'm not saying I was great, I was perfect or anything like that. It's just I've always kept things simple and I've always kept it at the level of service. And you can ask any private client of mine, and if you're a private client of mine listening right now, you're nodding your head. When clients come on board to work with me one-on-one, I over-deliver. They can Voxer me. Voxer's a walkie-talkie app on your phone. It's free. You can use it. They Voxer me all hours of the day. They email me all hours of the day. I'm not saying I respond in 5 minutes. Sometimes I do if I got the message right there and I don't have anything else going on. But they know within one day they're getting a response back and I'm going to remove obstacles. That's my job, is to remove obstacles, over-deliver value, knowledge, service. They come to Cincinnati. We work together for 2 days. I mean, it is everything. Everything. And at the end of our coaching time together, they all are like, dude, this was ridiculous. I mean, this, I cannot believe how much support you offered me and how much momentum. And just Lisa, one of my favorite clients, Lisa, shout out to Lisa up in Northern Ohio here, hired me a couple of months ago, sent me an email last week saying, I can't believe how much I've accomplished working with you in a short period of time. And we've only been working together for a couple of months, but you know what? She did not allow the start to stop her. And that's where every single client of mine, we do an onboarding call and we get on a Zoom call and we flush it out for an hour because that's the start, the starting gate, the starting block. When you're in a race and that gun goes off, it would be a real good idea for you to start running, you know, but a lot of people don't. That gun goes off and they stand still. They're paralyzed by fear, self-doubt, judgment, failures from their past always trip them up, you know, but if you just go, when that gun goes off and you start running and you don't allow that start to stop you, and then when you get going, don't be so emotionally attached to all your intellectual property or whatever services that you provide that you don't give away all your good stuff for free, okay? Because when you do that on the front end, you are setting yourself up for immense wealth to be gained on the back end. Just give it away. People want to work with you one-on-one, do it. People want to work in your coaching program, do it. Group, one-on-one, they want your products, digital downloads. When I'm speaking in Orlando next month, I can't remember the date. It's the middle of July, and then I'm in LA the month after that. Wait till these people in the audience hear my podcasting course that I sell for $1,000, how much I'm giving away. I'm giving away legitimately, and this isn't some number I brought, $15,000 of products just to come on board. Why would I do that? Because I want everybody to get their message out, everybody to be heard, everybody to launch their business. And when people come on board, and there will be people that work with me one-on-one as a result of that. You know, because when they see the front end, like, wow, I spent $1,000. I got 20 grand worth of service. I mean, this guy's ridiculous. Like for 30 days, anybody can email me, answer questions. And that offer isn't available outside of the live event. So I really make it even more exclusive. So that's just, you got to do that. You got to focus on service and not hours. Like I work 40 hours, I should be getting paid. No, that's not how it works, man. That's not how wealth works. That might be an hourly job. Like if you work at McDonald's, you make $10 an hour. Yeah, you work 8 hours, you made $80, take the taxes out, and here you go. That's a scarce broke mentality, okay? My mom did that. My mom worked as a nurse. The most she ever made was $17,000 in a single year, raising 8 kids, and that was it. She just got paid what the job was worth, not what she was worth, just got paid what the position was worth, regardless of how much work she did. So don't fall into that mindset where, you know, you want to be rich, so you're going to work harder. That's the last thing you should be doing. Working harder is not going to make you rich, okay? working from a service mindset, serving, how much can you serve? How many people can you serve? When you start figuring that out, that's when you're going to get wealthy. And it's never about the money, because we all know the law of compensation. We all know that says you will get paid. That harvest will come when you plant the seeds of service. All right, so focus on that and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.